From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. Missouri basketball player Terrence Phillips has been suspended from the team and is being investigated by university officials. The University of Missouri-Columbia's Title IX office that investigates allegations of sexual discrimination and violence said in an email that it is investigating Phillips. An alleged victim spoke to the Columbia Missourian on a condition of anonymity. She said she filed a complaint with the Title IX office more than a year ago, but asked that the office not move forward with her case. She also said that she knows others have filed complaints, too. When they came forward, the investigation was launched. The team announced Phillips' indefinite suspension on Friday. The junior from Orange County, California, has been a backup point guard for the Tigers this season after starting most of the previous 2 years. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is no longer field testing for illegal substances during police raids and traffic stops, citing concerns about exposing troopers to fentanyl and other dangerous narcotics. The Hannibal Courier-Post reports the patrol informed prosecutors of the change last year, and the policy took effect this month. Some officers across the country have become ill handling illegally obtained raw fentanyl powder, which is dangerous when touched or airborne. Field testing provided immediate evidence that prosecutors used as probable cause to file charges. Now, material is sent straight to a lab, but those results can take several weeks. Some prosecutors worry that without immediate testing, they'll have to delay filing charges against drug suspects. Missouri has fired longtime softball coach Aaron Earlywine. Athletic director Jim Sterk says that the university has lost confidence in his ability to foster a healthy environment for players. The firing was announced by Sterk on Friday, less than 2 weeks before the season opener against San Jose State in Tempe, Arizona on February 8th. Earlywine released a lengthy statement on Saturday to defend the program he built at MU over 11 seasons. The former coach says he's been totally blindsided, and he is as confused as everyone else as to why this happened. The university investigated Earlywine in 2016 for alleged verbal abuse of players. He was allowed to keep his job at that time. Sterk was hired as athletic director later that year and says the decision to fire Earlywine was based on a culmination of leadership concerns. The university says that an interim coach is expected to be appointed next week. A former Missouri County prosecutor and chairman of the Missouri Democratic Party has pleaded guilty to a federal corruption charge. Mike Sanders, who was also a Jackson County executive, pleaded guilty Friday to one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Sanders' longtime aide, Calvin Williford, pleaded guilty earlier Friday to the same charge. The Department of Justice says Sanders and Williford directed political committees to issue checks to certain people who performed little or no campaign-related work. Instead, the people cashed the checks and returned part of the money to Sanders or Williford. The men used the cash for personal expenses, including trips to Las Vegas. Comic strip artist Mort Walker, who entertained millions of newspaper readers with the antics of the lazy private Beetle Bailey, died on Saturday at the age of 94. Walker, an MU alumnus, found his greatest success drawing Slacker Beetle, his hot-tempered sergeant, and the rest of the gang at fictional Camp Swampy for nearly 70 years. Walker was drafted in World War II after a semester at MU. He returned to campus in 1946 and said Beetle Bailey was inspired by his friends, his fraternity brothers, and his time at the Shack, a student hangout at MU. Walker brought Beetle Bailey to MU in 1992 with a sculpture that now sits outside the Reynolds Alumni Center. He helped fund the cost of the sculpture and returned for its dedication. Walker attributed the success of the strip to Beetle's indolence and reluctance to follow authority. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.